between fun and info. Finfo. Or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
The new faster weight loss solution. Is there anything faster than just fast? Because we all want it fast, and we all want it permanent, and we all want to eat whatever we want. We want it quicker. And there is now a new faster weight loss solution, or not. Or is it one of these things that we all grasp for, but at the end it doesn't really hold? But what if your new faster weight loss solution was yourself?
I would love that. Hi.
What if it was? Holly, you more than me, because I, you know, being a cardiology, I don't get a ton of weight loss stuff. I mostly get older men and women trying to avoid nutritional changes, but I let them know that here's the basics of what you need to do. I think your practice, you get a lot of people, not just with, you know, extremely overweight, but a lot of people who are just maybe can't lose that last 10 or whatever. And there's an air of desperation in there to get that last 10 off or to make that big jump. And it's almost this fearful, you know, I'm in your world here. Help me out. But there's a piece of that, right?
Absolutely. And quite honestly, I actually find in my practice that people don't come in wanting to lose weight. People come in because their hair is thinning. People come in because they're tired. It's almost like one of those shameful things. And what happens is during the process, I'm like, and I'll say, hey, do you have a weight loss desire? And they haven't noted that in the initial paperwork. Okay. As a priority, because I always like to know, hey, what can I help you with? I'm geared in my process with people. I anchor myself with their desires. I don't have some sort of like template or agenda when I'm working with people. So weight loss actually comes up, but it's almost kind of like vaginal dryness or other things that seem a little bit shameful. And so people, though, quite honestly, I still... And I got to catch myself. I mean, I grew up pretty disordered eating as a younger kid. You know, we did a show when I was at the Vriya Network with my show Myth Define with Dr. Holly on eating disorders. And there was a big thing where we really understood, and this was a huge data point, that yes, you can be diagnosed with an eating disorder, right? Anorexia, bulimia, like all of, you know, that clinical jargon. But there are a bunch of folks out there that have disordered eating patterns based on more than just diet. As far as if you look at diet in the dictionary, it means habitual nourishment. So more than just nourishment, we're talking about eating out of comfort or eating out of boredom or eating out of stress or eating out of, you know, there's... So I always really am very intrigued by this. But for me, even I, you know, I'm 47 years old, probably in the best shape of my life. I've been through a lot, but I got it down. But I still have to catch myself looking at like the newest and the greatest in the headlines that say, hey, do this and you're going to lose weight. And I catch myself looking, but I look through, yes, me wanting to stay at an ideal weight. Yes, me wanting to be, you know, in my profession and walk my talk and such. But I got to tell you, this is this weight loss shot we're talking about, okay? Because if it's not one thing, it's another with weight loss. It's huge. And I got to tell you, at the end of the day, I want to, for all of you listeners out there, here's what's going to happen. Mother Nature always wins. You can't melt the fat away. I mean, you can maybe temporarily. So what these are injections, and they cost, I mean, it's called lipodissolve. They're injections, okay? And they contain two ingredients believed to work sort of synergistically together. And this was mesotherapy, approved actually. Mesotherapy is huge in the UK and approved by the FDA. Little to no regulation, but it dissolves fat. But hey, where does that go? Where does it go and what happens? People have had some great results, but guess what? Like anything else, it is temporary and there are side effects. What do you think about, have you heard about these? This is lipodissolve. These are lipo, these are the fat loss, these are the fat loss injections.
And I've heard, you know, a variety of different ingredients. I've heard caffeine, I've heard yohimbine, I've heard phosphatidylcholine has been in there. I've heard, you know, it seems like a lot of people.
Sodium deoxycholate is another one. Sodium deoxycholate,
Here's what I think. First of all, we always have to validate the people coming in that there's tremendous pressure to lose weight for a lot of people. Sure. And that pressure overall, Holly, I think adds to keeping the weight on. I know it is with me because I battle weight, and over the few years I've done pretty good with it, but it's something where I have a sluggish thyroid, and then when my eating patterns go out, I don't have any room. I mean, yeah, my wife
But you're
has
so
been,
darn cute. You kind of like, seriously, you wear your weight really well because you're so darn loving, you're so darn cute, well, and you're so darn sweet, and so it's like you could look... It just doesn't even matter.
But and there goes that rationale. Well, thank you. But there goes that rationale, because what am I thinking when you're saying that? But I would love to have Holly's abs, because you just, you know, you've done. So there's that irrational fear. Like, I'm about the same waist size as high school. That's pretty darn good at 47. We're the same age. But there's that irrational fear. And in my head, I walk by on my way to my office to places that are given these mesotherapy shots. In essence, It's if it works at all, it's going to be short term, and it's going to be one of these wonderful business models that will keep you coming back. And what are they going to say?
That's the thing. If
it, right, there you go. You just keep coming back. You know.
Well,
hey,
and it's also lipo dissolve. Basically, for the most part, two to six treatments are usually required. Okay, it's kind of like which costs about $300 to $1,500. And you got to ask your question, science or snake oil? And I actually get a little bit upset when people pick on snake oil, because if you've ever looked at the fatty acid composition of snake oil, it's pretty darn healthy. Seriously.
I never thought about that.
The omega content of snake oil, it's like we all probably should be drinking. So I'm like, I'm not
don't
exactly
say that.
Sure.
It's snake season where I live, so be careful. We don't need the natives going out with guns anymore.
I know. One of my best friends, another colleague of ours, Debbie Smolinski, tweeted me a picture, and she said, "Get off my trail." And it was a snake right on her hiking trail. But snake oil. So, but I think that from the most part, the science can be there. Like, and you know, and everything can sound really good when you say it really fast. But at the end of the day, here's what we're talking about. What do you need to do to lose weight? I think for the most part, like I always say, Mother Nature always wins. Always. So if you are trying to shoot something into your body that is a fat burning fat burning ingredient.
Sounds
your
great.
Body's
liquid Drano, yeah. Right? I
liquid
it
Drano,
it's
exactly.
Burn that fat out, man.
And you're gonna have to get rid of it. But for the most part, there are definitely some complications. There has been pretty devastating complications for a couple people. Infections, dimpling. Okay, so you shoot that material right into your fat, and all of a sudden you have dimples where it eats up the fat around there. But guess what? It's not in a uniformed or a very pretty way. There are some people that have had contaminated solutions. One had to have open heart surgery because of it. It's like the risk-benefit ratio when there are other safer things out there that I think are effective and economical. It's just not there for me. I think these things are flashy. I think they're a flash in the pan. I think that they can make the practitioners a big buck when it's in. But for the most part, the patient's going to pay. The patient's going to pay out of their pocket. Their patient's going to pay because the lasting results are not going to be there. If you want to burn fat, well, first of all, you should listen to Melanie Cole, our colleague here on RadioMD.com.
Yeah, nice
she's an
job.
exercise physiologist. She knows that at this point in time in the research, it's all about, I would say, post-exercise oxygen consumption. And we're talking about increasing your intensity of your workouts, decreasing the duration of your workouts. That's what I said. Decrease the time that you work out. And working out, exactly. Getting off the couch. Yeah. There is no reason that you should put yourself in danger by taking an injection of something that is going to temporarily dissolve your fat. And it's not worth it. Risk-benefit ratio, that's what we do in medicine.
Yeah, it's not. Check your thyroid. Science or snake oil? We're still leaning towards snake oil, but we believe that we have enough data now with high intensity exercise and good nutrition that at RadioMD, we can teach you how to get the weight off without expensive injections, keeping you well.